Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day like this in the presence of Jehovah. We bless God for making it possible for us to see the fifth day of the month of October, year 2021. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Please join me and shout, thank you, Jesus, seven times. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, what a wonderful day. We bless God for this new day, new dawn, and the beginning of a new section. Let's appreciate the Lord for his wonders. Appreciate the Lord for his loving kindness. Let's bless his name for what he has done. Let's magnify him. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. Let's worship him. Aha. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. Oh, yes, for thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are. And work created. Aha, who is like unto thee? Oh, oh Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, amongst the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness, or fearful in presence, though a wonders, hallelujah. I decree into the life of someone that is hearing me today, that within the next 72 hours, the God of wonders will meet with you. Within the next 72 hours, that plantation of darkness in your life will have returned back to the sender. Within the next 72 hours, you will encounter God of supernatural breakthrough. There's somebody that will receive a letter of congratulation. The power of God is breaking a yoke in your life. Oh, I decree to the life of that brother, your destiny will move forward. The yoke of stagnancy shall be broken. In the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, there are prayers we are going to pray. This program entails a lot. It entails some prayers, aggressive prayers. It entails prophetic section. Also, it entails the mighty move of God power in the warfare prayers. So you should get yourself ready. God is going to connect you with the socket. It's going to connect you to the socket of power, and you are going to receive the touch of the Lord. Beloved, it is time for us to learn some warfare prayer. It is time for us to know how to pray some aggressive prayers. It is time for us to live our life of, we should live the level of our prayer to the next level. And I know God is going to help us today in the name of Jesus Christ. Pray this prayer very well. Say, evil attachment of darkness in my life. Evil attachment in my life. There. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every altar assigned to suck my blood, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar assigned to suck my blood, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar assigned to suck my blood, cast fire in Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand upon your chest. Say, evil plantation troubling my well-being, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil plantation troubling my well-being, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Evil plantation troubling my well-being, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now shout it loud and clear. Say, witchcraft altars in my environment, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft altars in my environment, cast fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft altars in my environment, cast fire In Jesus' name. So any power attacking my life from the shrine, here in the name of Jesus, any power attacking my life from the shrine, here in the name of Jesus, any power attacking my life from the shrine, in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, family serpent, swallowing my testimony, vomit it. There, in the name of Jesus, family serpent, swallowing my testimony, vomit it. Vomit it. Vomit it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Beloved, just a few days ago, I've been taking you through a lecture on total freedom from mysterious oppression. Total freedom from mysterious oppression. The enemy of our soul is the devil. The Bible says the devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And the devil has been able to do all these three major assignments by attacking us at the three major areas of our life. One, when you are in the womb. There are some children that have been cursed from the womb. And by the time they are born, you see them becoming another thing. Two, at birth. The enemy come at birth because he knows if he can get us at that moment, he will plant evil seed into the life of that fellow that will grow with that fellow. The third point is at the point of getting married. The devil also come there because he knows you are going now to establish a home. He will begin to attack the people. If you have been attacked at any point that I've mentioned in your life, may the Lord deliver you today in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why there are prayers you need to pray. Oppression, the Bible says, as we read yesterday, Ecclesiastes 7 verse 7a, the oppression maketh a wise man mad. Oppression could make somebody who is considered to be wise to be running insane. That is, his wisdom cannot handle oppression. Oppression is a spiritual thing. And that is why to handle oppression, you yourself, you must understand what we call mysteries. You must understand what we call mysteries. You must search into the secret of that oppression. Oppression will not come into the life of someone if it doesn't have a root. There are three things oppression will always hold to. One, oppression will not always hold to a curse. If a curse has been pronounced upon you or your family line, it will result to oppression. Two, oppression will always owe to sin. If there's a sin in your life, it will cause oppression. Three, is evil covenant. If you have entered into hidden evil covenant and you don't even know a covenant form in the dream, it will result to oppression. Therefore, every oppression in your life shall be broken today in the name of Jesus Christ. How can you be delivered from this oppression? I want you to listen to me very well. How can you be delivered completely from this oppression? Listen, you must do the following thing. Number one, you must give your life to Jesus. Number two, you must ask God to reveal to you the root cause of that oppression. Ask God to reveal to you the root cause of that oppression. Because if you don't get that, you won't be able to pray accurate prayers. Number three, you must dismantle that oppression from the root through prayers. And number four, you must pray what we call high voltage prayers. High voltage prayers. Prayers we call crude and primitive prayers. Prayers that by the time you hit that oppression will scatter. Beloved, do you know that when an adult is bedwetting, it's a serious oppression. It's very serious oppression. Do you know that sleepwalking is an oppression? Serious oppression. We need to get ourselves free from this. Do you know that there are people now that are passing through some strange illness that defy medication? It's an oppression. You have to pray aggressively against it. You have to dismantle oppression. Somebody was telling us that when a particular woman is pregnant, she will not want to eat anything. Everything will be smelling to her except shock. The chalk that they use in writing on the board, the white chalk, is only that white chalk she will be eating. How can somebody be eating the chalk? That is an oppression. The Bible says oppression make a wise man mad. The reason is that when somebody who is pregnant is demanding to eat chalk, won't you be saying, what is this? And that is what the Bible is saying. The Bible says oppression will make a wise man mad. Because for somebody who is pregnant, who does not desire to eat anything, does not desire to eat vegetable, does not desire to eat any normal food, and is asking for chalk, the chalk they use in writing on the board to eat that, that is an oppression. Why can't you look at your life? What are those things that are strange that you see in your life? What are those things that you observe? You sleep at night and it's like somebody is sleeping beside you and you don't have anybody there. You are walking in the night in your room. It's like somebody is walking behind you. You cannot walk alone. You stay in your room and you are afraid terribly. Only you cannot sleep in the room. These are oppression. You are hearing strange voices calling your name. It's an oppression. Your head is being, you know, hit with something like a hammer. It's an oppression. This oppression must stop. You must direct aggression at this oppression and deliver yourself from this stronghold. That is why we are here now. Get ready as you pray. Bring out your bottle of oil, your bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I sanctify this oil. I sanctify this water. I pray that the sanctifying power of the Holy Ghost will go into this oil and this water. Yoke-breaking power will enter into this oil and this water. This oil and this water shall become an instrument of power, instrument of deliverance, instrument for signs and wonders. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want you to drink the water or the oil. And there are prayers you are going to pray. You cannot pray this prayer gently at all. Aggression is needed for you to pray this prayer and get results. Aggression is needed for you to pray this prayer and get solution. Aggression is needed for you to pray this prayer and get instant results. Everybody hearing me now will pray this prayer very well. Say, every demonic oppression in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression in my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every demonic oppression in my life, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one very well. Say, every negative thing program into my life from the heavenlies. In the name of Jesus. Every negative thing program into my life from the heavenlies. There, in the name of Jesus. Every negative thing program into my life from the heavenlies. There, in Jesus' name, pray now. Anoint your head and shout this one very, very well. Thank Kalabasaka. Say, every vampire spirit assigned to eat up my flesh and drink my blood. There, in the name of Jesus, every vampire spirit assigned to drink my blood and eat my flesh. There, in Jesus' name, say, spirit of the grave, depart from my head. In the name of Jesus, spirit of the grave, depart from my head. In the name of Jesus, spirit of the grave, depart from my head. In the name of Jesus, spirit of the grave, depart from my head. In the name of Jesus, spirit of the grave, depart from my head. In the name of Jesus, spirit of the grave, depart from my head. In Jesus' name we pray. Now anoint your chest. And we are going to pray three prayers as we have anointed the chest now with your hand there. Say, every program infirmity in my blood, in my bones, in order to kill me suddenly, in the name of Jesus, every program infirmity in my blood, in my bones, in order to kill me gradually, in the name of Jesus, every program infirmity in my blood, in my bones, in order to kill me suddenly, in Jesus' name, pray. Say this one, say, every poison of the serpent in my blood, in the name of Jesus, every poison of the serpent in my blood, in Jesus' name, we pray. Now anoint your stomach and you shout more than the way you shouted. Say, every sickness planted by witchcraft into my body, come out by fire in the name of Jesus. Every sickness planted by witchcraft into my body, come out by fire, come out by fire, come out by fire. Every sickness planted by witchcraft into my body, come out by fire, 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 come out by fire. In Jesus' name, pray. There's somebody that must pray that prayer for 10 minutes. There is a plantation of darkness inside your blood. When you begin to pray that prayer, strange object will drop from your body. Strange thing will drop from your body. You see yourself pushing out something. It might be coming out from your private organ. It may be coming out from your mouth. You will notice strange thing dropping. That is the plantation of darkness. That is what the enemy has programmed into your life. That is what the witchcraft power has programmed into your life. You are delivered today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for your aunt. Anoint your aunt now. This aunt receive the anointing to make wealth. You receive the anointing to prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your legs. You, this leg, hear the word of the Lord. Receive power to take us to the next level. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, there are three prayers we are going to pray quickly. Pray very well. Say, messenger of death, assigned against me. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Messenger of death, assigned against me. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Messenger of death, assigned against me. Go back to the sender in Jesus' name. We say, blood of Jesus Christ, terminate the root of sickness in my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, terminate the root of sickness in my life in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus Christ, terminate the root, terminate the root, terminate the root of sickness in my life in Jesus' name. Pray, say, the head of Goliath be cut off in the name of Jesus. The head of my Goliath, I cut you off. I cut you off in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now say this one very well. Say, you oppression programmed into my life when I was in the womb, get out in the name of Jesus. You oppression programmed into my life when I was in the womb, get out in the name of Jesus. You oppression programmed into my life when I was in the womb, get out in Jesus' name we pray. Say, oh God, my Father, send your fire into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send your fire into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, send your fire, send your fire, send your fire, send your fire, send your fire into the root of my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Somebody will need to pray that prayer for about 3 minutes or 5 minutes. Say, oh Lord, release me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, release me from foundational problem in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, release me from foundational problem in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I pray that you will release us from foundational problem. Release us from inherited problem. Let the yoke of witchcraft be broken in our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bring out your request. Lord, we pray that this request shall be anointed. The power of God shall come upon this request. And everyone shall endorse this request in Jesus' name. This is wonderful. I pray for somebody here that the yoke of darkness has broken your life in Jesus' name. If you are single, please pray this prayer. Say, every covenant of marital delay, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of marital delay, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every hidden covenant with the spirit husband or spirit wife, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant with the spirit husband or spirit wife, break, break, break. In Jesus' name we pray. I declare you to get married in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, pray this prayer. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver my womb from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver my womb. If a woman say, deliver your womb, may God deliver your womb. So, oh God, my Father, deliver my womb from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver their womb from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver their womb from the coven of witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver their womb, deliver their womb in Jesus' name. Say, oh God, my Father, deliver my semen from the coven of marine witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver my semen from the coven of marine witchcraft in the name of Jesus. Oh God, my Father, deliver my semen from the coven of marine witchcraft in Jesus' name. Pray. I declare right now that the hand of the Lord shall be released upon you and the yoke of childlessness and miscarriage have been broken. Go and conceive in Jesus' name of prayer. If you're a businessman, pray this prayer. Say every embargo of business failure, break in the name of Jesus. Every embargo of business failure, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Shout it like this. Say failure at the edge of breakthroughs. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Yeah, in the name of Jesus. Failure at the edge of breakthrough. Yeah, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Yes, from today, your business will move to the next level in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Aha, it is well with you. I pray for as many people who are listening to me. The Lord will touch your situation. The Lord will lift you up. The Lord will promote you. The Lord will advance your cause. The Lord will make you greater than this. You shall be better than this. God Almighty will visit you. The hand of God shall be released upon your life. And the yoke of darkness fashioned against you shall be broken. I declare that you go and make it and excel. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Now, beloved, you must know that God has done something. And I tell you, within the next 3 days, you will see the sign and the finger of God in your life. Just share the testimony with me on this WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I will fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. We fellowship at Mountain of Fire and Miracle Ministry. I want you to know that, and the Lord has been doing wonders with us. God is going to bless you. God is going to lift you high. God is going to make you great. You can really get at us by sending information to our WhatsApp number, and the Lord will do wonders in your life. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tactile. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel. God bless you.